Hey y'all, it's me. I wanted to start recording, I guess, my thoughts and stuff at the end of the day. So, it is November 1st, 12:05, and I am currently broke as fuck. I'm working two jobs, both have equally sucky pay, and yeah. I got a baby, I'm a single parent, blah, blah, blah. You heard the story. Anywho and nanner. Let's see, where else am I? I just moved into my house. I have a cat. I'm just trying to give you a rundown, a little backstory, so we can just get right on to it. So, my day today. I work at a all-boys school, like a high school. I'm a substitute. And then, I also work at a spa. Like at the front desk, not actually doing what I'm supposed to be doing, being an esthetician, but that's another story for another day. So today my day was very interesting. Like working with the boys today, they did not want to listen to me for shit. Pissed me off so bad. And I'm like, dude, I be trying to be nice to y'all and y'all just whatever. So for whatever came and I was off work. Then I had to drive straight to my other job. I cannot find my wallet anywhere. And I need gas. But lucky for me, my boo came and brought me his car so I can go get gas. Of course, I'm giving him the money right back. He's not actually paying for it. But he has let me use his car and he did drive it to me. So, I appreciate him. Thanks, boo. You know who you is. Yeah, and then at work, like, I was just there, y'all. By this is like my third day working a double, like back to back. So I was just like super tired and I was just making jokes because when I'm tired, I'm like the silliest goose. Yeah, I was just making all types of jokes. Like one day I'll just go off on here and let y'all hear them. But anywho, I was just making jokes and then one of my friends was like, girl, I need to be your manager. Like, you really need to do stand-up. You need to do comedy. And I was like, that's not really my thing. Like, if you recorded a conversation that was happening, then maybe. But, like, you actually want me to get up in front of a group of people? Like, bitch, I might not be shy around y'all, but I'm shy in real life, you know? And I guess my shyness kind of worn off once I started selling vibrators. But, again, we'll get to that. Yeah, so all that happened, and then something else happened. I'm not even going to get into it. I'm not going to address it, but it just made me think. So here's the meat and potatoes of this whole situation. I want to talk about the importance of having a conversation with your kids about their body parts, who is and is not supposed to touch them, you know, all the really, really important things. And it has to start at a young age. I'm talking about as soon as your child is potty trained, they need to know. Okay. As soon as they are taught, I don't know. As soon as you can teach them and tell them the difference between the parts, do it. Because the world is just not an okay place. And it's so crooked and there's so much going on. Like, I feel like everybody is prey. And I want us to prepare ourselves for it. Because when it happened with me and my child, I was not prepared. Now, I recently have came into the, do I want to talk about that? I'll deal with that another way, another day. Anyway, so something happened between my child and another child. It wasn't like a too intensely sexual thing, but it was sexual enough to where we had to, you know, hash things out. So here's the plan of action. If something happens with your child and you want to go about it the proper way and teach them versus like making it a shameful thing, but I mean, it is very shameful, but it is a teaching moment. And I want people to realize that because if you don't teach them, the moment can keep happening. If you don't talk about it, the moment's going to keep happening. Like it's not something you can brush up under the rug. So what we're talking about here is somebody putting their hands on your child, touching them inappropriately. If it is your child being touched, you need to have conversations with your child so they know who is supposed to be able to touch their private areas. You need to tell them what their private areas really are. Like, this right here is your chest. This is your vagina or your penis. This is your butt. This is your butthole. Like, all of these things they need to know. Because if you ask them, did somebody touch them, and they don't know, like, they weren't supposed to touch their butt, they might let them do it. Especially if it's somebody bigger than them. Especially if somebody older than them. Especially, you know, if they're like super young, like we're talking 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 year old kids here, they need to know. And also, you can sit down and have a conversation with the other child's parent. You don't have to, excuse me, I had to burp. You don't have to like make it a rah, 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 ah, da, 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 da type of situation, because that doesn't solve problems, guys. It really doesn't. You can sit that other person down and be like, okay, so this is what happened. How would you like to, you know, deal with it? I have talked to my child about, you know, these are the body parts. These are people supposed to touch them. If somebody, you know, touches you inappropriately, you can always come tell me. And you also need to reiterate to your child that nobody is going to get hurt. And nobody's going to get in trouble. You need to make sure that they know that you're a safe space. And that that way they will come talk to you. Because if they don't think that you're a safe space, they're probably not going to, you know, come talk to you about it. Especially if, one, they don't know a safe space. And two, they don't know if somebody was supposed to touch their butt. You know what I mean? They don't know if somebody wasn't supposed to touch their vagina. So they can go playing at so-and-so's house. And they over there playing doctor. And since so-and-so's a doctor, quote unquote, it's okay for them to be touching on their vagina. No, they need to know. Period. Ain't nobody supposed to touch you. You know how to wipe yourself. So you do that. If anybody tries to come in the bathroom with you, you tell them no. It's okay. If anybody tries to take your clothes off for any reason, you tell them no. That's okay. Like, all these scenarios, they need to know, because when they're not with you or directly in your sight, anything can happen. They could be one door down and you never know what could be going on in the next room. Like, never. And kids are very quiet and sneaky whenever they want to be. So you can sit down, talk to the parent first, talk to your child, because you always need to address your house first. You need to make sure your child is okay, that they understand what happened, that they know that it shouldn't happen again, and what they need to do, you know, moving forward. Put no blame on them, but make sure that they know, because if it happens once, it's like there is some aura around them, and if they are not prepared, it can keep happening. And that's the thing. In our community, we don't address the situation, so we're not preparing our children. And then you have children who are just continuously getting molested, grow up to get raped, because they can see it. It's like they can sense it. And then that's the kids that they go after. And my kid isn't going to be one of them. So instead of getting upset and going, da, 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 no, we about to sit down and talk about this. Y'all about to learn from this whole situation, because it didn't go as far as it could have, but something happened that was inappropriate. You know? Okay, so I talked to my child. I talked to the child's mother. The child's mother was, you know, upset as well. Like, really upset. Like, I can't believe my child did that. And I don't know how this happened. Da, 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 da. You know, and if the shoe was on the other foot, I would totally and completely understand. Like, I would be like, I don't know what, like, I need to make sure that my child, you know, don't do this and know that this is not okay. And this is not the move to make. That's not what you do. So me and her had that conversation. She talked to her child. She talked to her child's father. You know, we put all this situation together, and then we sat all the children down, had the same conversation with them. This is what you do. This is what you don't do. This is who can. This is who can't. You know, this is whatever, whatever. If you ever feel any type of way, come talk to me. Like, it's okay. Like, even the other people, like, you can come talk to me. If you're scared to talk to your mom, it's fine. Because I much rather that other child get knowledge versus becoming somebody who is a predator. Like, the knowledge to understand, like, you don't just go, you know, touching on anyone. You don't just go, you know, peeking. Like, you don't do that. These are things that you don't do, and this is why. Like, to understand, because if you help them understand why not to do it, help them understand what to do, you know, help them, give them other things to focus on, like, you can guide them in a different direction. I truly believe that. And I truly believe there are some kids that you can't, and that's fine, but you need to try before your child becomes a predator or prey. Like, you have to address the situation. Constantly brushing stuff up under the rug is not going to fix it, because the only thing you're going to do is enable both bad behaviors. And once little girls start getting touched at a very young age, even little boys, they become very sexual. And sometimes That shit can go left, okay? And I need less to worry about bringing a single parent. Like, I need to know that my child is okay and I don't have to worry every 5 seconds about her getting molested, raped, or touched. Like, I need her to understand what love is. I need her to understand what sex is. And at an appropriate level for her age, yes. But her to understand in general, because the world is moving faster. Kids are moving faster. People are moving faster. And none of us is fucking prepared. Because whoever was having kids in the 90s totally fucked us, let's be honest. But I don't know, I just wanted to get that off my chest, because it's just something that, this happened a while back, but something happened and it just popped up into my brain. I had completely moved on about it. Like, we had moved on, me and the child's parent. Like, the whole situation has been handled and it has been fixed, and in a way that I've never seen it done around me in general. I literally, every female that I know, I feel. And I'm going to add that for a just in case clause. If none of you haven't, that's perfectly fine. Proud of you. Has been molested or touched or something by someone, and it's always been a power thing. It's always been a not knowing thing. It's always been something that could have been preventable. Why not prevent it? Teach your sons how to keep their fucking hands to themselves. And keep your daughters how to honor and cherish and cover and understand that this is your prize and no one is supposed to touch it. Can't nobody have it. And vice versa, your daughters need to know that they also cannot go touching on anyone else either. And that your sons need to value their body as well. That you don't just give your body out to anybody. That's how you don't raise a fuckboy. Teach them that their dick is worth something. That their body is worth something. Their mind is worth something. Then they won't just be giving it out to anybody. The same thing we teach our daughters, we need to teach our sons. We need to teach them something. Prepare them for something. Teach them how to walk in the world and be a human. It is very simple. And it doesn't have to be like something that we ignore because we're embarrassed. Embarrassment is going to get us nowhere. Okay? You cannot be embarrassed about something that happened. It happened. How are we going to move forward? How are we moving forward? How are we going to handle this? Because it happened. You can't say it didn't happen because it happened. What you gonna do? We're gonna sit down and have this conversation. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna work on it. We're gonna check in. We're gonna keep our eyes open, because as parents too, with this happening, you know, while we were there, like in the vicinity or whatever, like, it also is a wake up call for you, because it's like, okay, so you need to make sure your kids know. You need to make sure that your head is on a swivel. Like, you need to pay some more attention. What if you're asleep and they're supposed to, like, anything, I'm talking about any little thing, you need to make sure that you are checking those boxes. And that's just period. Like, it's just something that you can learn. It's something that you can do. Like, when you wake up in the morning, have that conversation with your child. Like, this is this, that is that. Ain't nobody supposed to be touching this. And then you ask them, so is somebody supposed to touch your butt? And I'm like, no, ain't nobody supposed to touch my butt. That's right. And if somebody even try and touch you and you don't know them, get up off me immediately. Don't feel like you ever have to let somebody put their hands on you or touch you, or you have to give somebody a hug or nothing like that. If you feel uncomfortable and you don't want them to touch you, you don't have to. Okay? Because I hate it being forced to let people hug me. Yeah, you don't know what me and this man have a situation with. And every time I see him, I got to give him a hug, or I got to let him kiss me on the cheek or something like that. And it's weird to me, but I have to keep doing it because he's older than me. And he's my whatever y'all want to call it. Like, I don't care. If I feel uncomfortable, I should not have to do it. And that's the way I'm going to teach my daughter to carry herself. Like, you can be cordial, kind. You can say hey or whatever. But if you have a personal space, don't let anybody invade it. And that's just very simple. Don't let anyone invade your personal space. This is your personal space. You don't invade anyone's, and you don't let anybody invade yours. Okay? Then you move forward. That's it. It's very simple, but it is something that is so important, because this is such a huge problem in our community, guys. Like, it's so big. It's so big. And no one ever talks about it. No one ever talks about why. And it always ends up being some fast little girls. If you tell me how a 12-year-old is fast on her own, I'll tell you how pigs fly. Okay. If you see a fast ass 12-year-old, best believe her mama didn't do her job, or her daddy didn't, or somebody dropped the damn ball on this child. Because that's all I've ever seen. And that's that on that. There's no such thing as fast kids. There's things as kids who's been abused, kids who have been molested, kids who don't understand sex or their sexuality. That's what those are. So before you sit here and call a 15 or 12-year-old fast, you need to take a look in the mirror. What does this child need to know? What does this child need to learn? How is this child supposed to move forward? It's not fast. They need help. They're kids. There's no way you made that decision to get pregnant at 12. Like, get the fuck out of here, y'all. For real. Anyway, moving forward. I think I'm done. I talked for 15 minutes. It's now 12:20. Ow, I got that off my chest. It's my first one. So I try and keep them at 15 minutes now without the little brief and in and out talk. I'm about to do laundry and watch this movie called So Be It. About this little girl trying to find her life. And then eventually I will go to sleep so I can get up and get, you know, get to going to work in the morning. Peace out, kiddos.